Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each Friday night is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well, excited about this week's show. But before we can do that, let me clear up the challenge I left last time. I said, start with the name of a certain NFL team. Change one letter, rearrange the letters, and you can spell the name of a second NFL team in the same conference. What are the teams? They are Giants and Saints.
All right, Ian. On August 16th, 1962, Pete Best, the first drummer of the Beatles, was asked to leave the group. Brian Epstein, who had been managing the Beatles for less than a year, delivered the news to Best, who had been with the group for just over 2 years before his firing. The Beatles, then known as the Quarrymen, played some of their early shows at a venue called the Casbah Coffee Club, founded by Pete Best's mother, Mona. Best was first seen playing with another band at the club and was recruited to be the drummer for the Beatles, who had no permanent drummer at the time, for a series of shows in Hamburg. While Best's participation in the group worked well for the band in live settings, it was ultimately determined that it wasn't the sound they wanted on their recordings, which led to Best's replacement. To mark Pete Best's exit from the Beatles, our questions this week are about people and things with the word Best in their name.
Okay, I'll do my, well, you know.
First performed by Carol Channing in the Broadway production of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, the song Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend is perhaps most closely associated with what actress, who sang the song in the 1953 film adaptation of the Broadway show?
Is it Marilyn Monroe?
It is indeed. And Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend was named the 12th most important song in film history by the American Film Institute. Canadian-American medical scientist Charles Best was a student at the University of Ontario working as an assistant to a surgeon named Dr. Frederick Banting when they, along with the help of Banting's supervisor J.J. R. McLeod and two other people, co-discovered what hormone produced by the pancreas in humans and most other vertebrates.
So your pancreas makes insulin.
Your pancreas does make insulin, that's right. And the 1923 Nobel Prize was awarded to Banting and McLeod only for the discovery of insulin, but they shared their prize money with Best and the other lab assistant.
Well, that was nice of them.
What chain traces its origins to just after World War II, when a network of independent hotels in California began referring travelers to each other via calls to front desk operators, and has a name that references the fact that most of the chain's original properties were on one side of the Mississippi River?
Best Western.
Best Western is right. The sitcom Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young and Jane Wyatt, aired on CBS and NBC from 1954 to 1960. The house seen in the opening credits of the series was later used as Mr. Wilson's house on Dennis the Menace, and again as the home of Larry Hagman's character Major Anthony Nelson on what series that also starred Barbara Eden as the title character?
It's I Dream of Jeannie.
It is I Dream of Jeannie. Very good. And finally, a German shepherd named Rumor Has It, an English Springer Spaniel named Wakefield's Black Knight, and an Airedale Terrier named Boxwood Barkentine are among the winners of what title, first awarded by the Westminster Kennel Club in 1907?
Best in show.
Best in show is right. And the most winningest breed of best in show is the Wire Fox Terrier. It's won, I think, 15 times, give or take, and it won in 2019. Well, Ian sure did his best today. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase best picture. Rearrange the letters to spell a seven-letter word for something you might get when you purchase a ticket, and a four-letter word for something you might get when you use a ticket. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, we'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.